Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So on Friday, SSE Airtricity announced that it's going to hike gas and electricity prices from the 2nd of April. So the question is, will the other providers follow suit? And how will all of this continuing global uncertainty impact on what appears on our bills and what we have to pay? Well, Dara Cassidy is here, Head of Communications with Bonkers.ie. So we had this announcement from SSE Airtricity on Friday. It came out of the blue, I think, because the direction of travel had been downwards, Dara. So what happened?
Well, in some ways it came out of the blue, but when you look at what had been happening on the wholesale markets, maybe it wasn't quite such a surprise. So over the past few weeks, the wholesale price of electricity in Ireland has really begun to shoot back up. And in January, it was up 67% year on year. So that's a big increase. And the same thing had happened on wholesale gas markets. So over the past few weeks, wholesale gas prices again have shot back up for various reasons. And the end of the Russia-Ukraine transit deal at the start of the year kind of left markets a bit jittery. There was a little bit of a cold snap in Europe and indeed Ireland at the start of the year that pushed up heating demand. And even the prices have begun to fall over the past few weeks. It obviously wasn't enough to avoid this price hike from SSE Electricity. I would though quickly say, because obviously the question is, are all the other suppliers going to follow? Last year, SSE did decrease its prices again. So we were talking about this, I think, last year. And most of the other suppliers didn't follow. And that left its standard rates actually quite cheap. So even after this price increase, which will come into effect in April, SSE's standard gas rates will actually still be the cheapest on the market. And its electricity prices will still be less than some of the other suppliers. So you could kind of say maybe it's just reversing the extra bonus price cut that we got last year. That makes sense.
So that means the others may not follow here.
They may not. But look, it really is like kind of gazing into a crystal ball these days, because what's going to happen to wholesale prices? Are they going to fall? There's just so many variables at the moment. And of course, what's going to happen with the Russia-Ukraine conflict?
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that, because this is what makes it so difficult to predict now because of what we've just been talking about on the programme, what's going to happen between Ukraine and Russia, the United States and Europe. So what are the factors that you're looking at there in that whole scenario?
Well, the big factor is that if there were at the moment to be some type of a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine, rightly or wrongly, and I really, really stress rightly or wrongly, because some people might think it's morally, you know, abhorrent for it to happen, I think we'd be very naive to think that Russian piped gas wouldn't flow back into the system. And indeed, there was already an article over the weekend in the Financial Times saying that there have already been discussions between Russia and the American authorities about opening up Nord Stream 2, which was the big gas pipeline, the new one between Russia and Germany that never really opened in the first place. So if that were to happen, if Russia were to come back into the fold, as it were, I think it would be naive, as I say, to think that gas wouldn't start flowing back in. If that were to happen, that would be good for energy prices. It would put downward pressure on gas prices. We'd also benefit. And of course, as we use gas to generate so much for our electricity, that would also put downward pressure on electricity prices. But then on the flip side, the other unknown actually is weather. Now that we use, you know, so much renewable energy, is the sun going to shine? Is the wind going to blow. But another one, and you've been talking about it actually really well on your show over the past few weeks, the fallout from Storm Éowyn kind of put a big focus on our electricity grid. And what listeners need to remember is that around half the price, well, not half, but maybe a third of the price that we pay for our electricity goes towards the upkeep of the grid. Around half goes towards the generation costs for generating the electricity. But a big investment is needed in the electricity grid over the coming years. And my fear is that the energy regulator, the CRU, in maybe July or August is going to sanction another big increase in grid fees, which will then be passed on to households, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I was watching a report on the BBC last week where the regulator there was urging customers to fix prices. They are expecting the prices are going to go up in April, and they're really telling people that you need to be ready for this. So they're very certain that we're going to see an increase in prices. We're not so sure.
Well, the market in the UK is a little bit different because they have the price cap. But yes, they've just agreed to around a 6.5% increase in the price cap over there, which will come into effect in April. That's actually their third increase in a row. So things aren't great in the UK either. It's not just Ireland. They are recommending that people fix. Would I be recommending that people fix? Maybe, but there is a lot of uncertainty. The problem, though, Claire, is that there's no fixed deals, unfortunately, anymore in the Irish market. They've all been pulled over the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. And you might say that's because the energy suppliers knew what was coming. So unfortunately, there's no fixed deals at the moment for Irish consumers to choose from. Our market obviously being smaller means there is always a little bit less choice. You know, in the years I've been working in bonkers.ie, the fixed deals have come and gone. There's often been times when there has been none, but at the moment, the only type of deal that you can actually get is a variable deal. But yet, you know, the UK is suffering as well. Europe is suffering. Our energy prices, believe it or not, aren't really that much out of kilter with what they are in a lot of other countries at the moment either.
Mm-hmm. Now, the energy credits, the government is fairly sure that we're at the end of energy credits. But if this thing starts to move upwards again, that may need have to be looked at.
Yeah, I mean, look, they say a week is a long time in politics. So what is 6 or 7 months? The government is probably maybe regretting coming out so quick with that. I wouldn't be shocked if, as we got closer to the budget and if prices are where they are, or maybe if they've even increased a little bit more, because I don't see prices falling, unfortunately, anytime soon. I think the government might come under a bit of pressure to provide some type of support. But I mean, as a consumer, I obviously want energy credits, but also part of me is thinking, you know, since the energy crisis started, around 3 to 4 billion has been paid in energy credits. And you do start to wonder what could have been done with that money. We need metros, we need Lewis lines. The people in Navan have been waiting for their railway line for God knows how long. You do start to wonder, maybe we should be putting the money somewhere else, or maybe have more targeted measures. The other point as well, as we've kind of been discussing, the ESB needs billions in investment over the coming years. And it could be a case of robbing Peter to pay Paul, because we might get a 300 euro energy credit, Claire, but then the government might just say to the ESB, we're allowing you to increase grid fees by the equivalent. So you could just say, is it maybe not just better for the government to give the ESB the billions that it needs rather than keep putting it into people's pockets?
Right, to make the whole supply system more resilient.
Yes.
Okay, Dara, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much. That is Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie. Coming up, when is free range chicken not free range?
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.